Welcome to Alternative Health Talk with Cindy Freeling. I'm Cindy Freeling. Josh is on the board today. Good afternoon, Josh. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Good. What were you playing? You were playing some...
Had a little problems
getting here because of traffic. And so because I was, you know, it was hurried and harried, Josh was playing some very soothing music.
Yeah.
What were you playing? Do you know?
Something I found on the internet.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't it like, not quite music, but...
Right.
So thanks for your patience and hope it soothed you too.
Definitely.
Especially when you hear what I'm going to be talking about today. Can we all say a big ew? And hopefully I'll get to a number of articles having to do with it, you know, concerning this and tie it all together. So here are the phone numbers to call in today, 214-631-1360 or toll free 800-277-1637 extension 703. Of course, you know, Josh is on the board. He's the board lord today. So you can join us on our chat line at rationalbroadcasting.com and sign up, and he will pass on any pertinent comments, questions, or, well, anything else. Again, I always say this, call in with a joke. Laughter. I need some laughter. When I look at all these action alerts with all the stuff that's going on with our food and the FDA and the USDA, oh my gosh, do I need some laughter? We all do, right? Because sometimes it's just too hard to handle. It's too much to deal with. What else was I saying? I was saying I was going to give an email out is what I was doing. You can email me, Sincin, S-I-N-C-I-N, at hotmail.com. And yes, that stands for Sincerely Cindy. Sure it does. You can email me with any comments, questions, suggestions. If you need a nutritional consultation, I'd be happy to do that for you. You can also friend me on Facebook. Just under my name, Cindy Freeling. I often put action alerts about things that I can't always get to on my show, and sometimes it's easier to just see something real quick in print. If there's, you know, an action alert where you need to call your congressman today. I mean, if anybody's listening that listens to me often, you know I'm often giving out the White House phone number, but sometimes there are, you know, like state and local actions that come up that have to do with our health. In fact, I'm going to be talking about one today. That's what I'm going to tie together if I quit blabbing and get on to it. But you can friend me on Facebook, and there is a link to the show that is posted every day. So let's get to some news that came out just the other day. And I don't know that it's really any shock, at least not to those of us in the kind of, I want to say natural slash organic movement. And again, when I use that, I realize I can't buy all organic. It just gets too cost prohibitive. And I realize it's cost prohibitive for a lot of people. So sometimes you have to pick and choose what is the most important organic produce and vegetables and meats and so forth. Recently, I gave out a list of the dirty dozen and the clean dozen, the fruits and vegetables that you should absolutely buy organic and the ones you don't have to worry about so much. So I know when it comes to meat and poultry and seafood, it's a little more difficult because it is more expensive, but I know certainly here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have some stores that have some very good prices on those kind of food products that, you know, always say, you know, no growth hormone, no antibiotics, and so forth. Now, I don't know whether it's from start to finish all organic. That may not be the case, but we have to do what we can, right? And the more people that buy those kind of products and demand it, the cheaper it gets. Again, consumer driven. Everything's consumer driven. So this just came out. It was a study that showed that nearly half of meat and poultry, it was actually 47% sold at U.S. grocery stores, is infected with the Staphylococcus aureus bacteria. Nice. Right? Isn't that nice? And more than half of those bacteria are resistant to three classes of antibiotics. That's according to this new study. Now, according to the study, the researchers collected and analyzed, they took 136 samples covering 80 brands. They used beef, chicken, pork, and turkey from 26 retail grocery stores, and they used Los Angeles, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, Flagstaff, and Washington, D.C. So they had a broad range across the country. And what they did, they used actually DNA testing, and they found that the food animals were the major source of contamination. So really what they're saying, it wasn't that the meat got some kind of bacteria after it was processed. It's the animals themselves. It's like we have these big agricultural farms, and half of all the animals on these farms that are used for food consumption have bacteria that are antibiotic resistant. So here's what the researchers are saying. The fact that drug-resistant S. aureus was so prevalent and likely came from the food animals themselves is troubling and demands attention to how antibiotics are used in food animal production today. And that's from Lance B. Price. He's a PhD, was a senior author of the study and director of TGen Center for Food Microbiology and Environmental Health. Antibiotic use on food animals concerns health officials because the practice is contributing to the rising number of antibiotic-resistant strains of disease in humans. So really, what they're saying is that just like there are super bacteria that are developing in humans, and the reason they are developing in humans is the overuse of antibiotics, and they become resistant to the bacteria. So now we have bacteria everywhere that they can't do anything about because they have overused antibiotics. It's just like, you know, okay, I wasn't going to bring it up today, but what's a day of my show without bringing up Monsanto? It just wouldn't seem right, would it? So just like Monsanto has the Roundup Ready crops, those are the GMO crops. And what it is these crops are resistant to their herbicide, Roundup Ready, you know, Roundup. So that way the farmers can spray all sorts of other herbicides on their plants. Well, now what's happening is that these other weeds that the farmers were supposed to be able to use the Roundup on and kill them, well, it's not killing them anymore. They're becoming resistant. So now the farmers are having to use all sorts of other herbicides. In fact, Monsanto is now paying farmers to use competitors' herbicides because they're creating super weeds. We're going to have super everything except super humans, right? Super bugs, super weeds, super bacteria. So the scientists from this study really have found that the abuse of antibiotics, and really what they call it is, they call it the subtherapeutic use of antibiotics to prevent illness when there is overcrowding, not to treat, an infection. So it's like they're using it, kind of as a preventative, because they know that all the overcrowding and the conditions of these big agricultural farms, that eventually the animals are going to get infections. So instead of waiting until they have an infection, they just ply them all with antibiotics to begin with to help prevent it. The problem is, well, it doesn't always prevent it. And of course now, all these infections and bacteria that they're giving these antibiotics for to prevent are becoming resistant. So it's not helping. So what they're saying also is that the antibiotics for use in treating human illnesses are becoming less effective because we are now eating these animal products that have a lot of antibiotics in it. And so because we are, it's really the food chain goes up the food chain. So all the antibiotics that you eat and all that food, if you're eating animal products, are making the diseases and the bacteria resistant in us. Also, they're resistant in the animals, and now they're becoming resistant in us. And scientists really believe it's a huge, huge, huge concern. Of course, the agricultural companies don't care. That's the problem. Now, the Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Union of Concerned Scientists has said that agricultural use accounts for 70% of all the antibiotics used in the U.S. Really? That's huge. They say that this practice provides resistant bacteria with a direct route into people's kitchens. That's a quote by them, by the way. Provides resistant bacteria with a direct route into people's kitchens. In December 2010, the U.S. Federal Drug Administration estimated that 29 million pounds of antibiotics were sold for livestock use in 2009. And then in June 2010, the FDA released a policy statement, and they recommended that agricultural use of antibiotics should be limited to assuring animal health. Well, I'm sure that they believe that it is meaning the agricultural companies, believe it is about the animal health, because if they give them these antibiotics ahead of time, then they won't get all these diseases. But again, that is not working. According to the Organic Trade Association, conventional meat producers feed animal antibiotics to compensate for overcrowding and unsanitary conditions and to promote weight gain and feed efficiency. Apparently, the U.S. government routinely surveys retail meat and poultry for four types of drug-resistant bacteria. However, the Staphylococcus aureus bacteria was not among them. Okay. The types of health problems linked to the Staph aureus range from mild skin infections to life-threatening disease, such as pneumonia and blood poisoning. And that's according to the National Institutes of Health. So, of course, the big meat advocacy organizations are criticizing the study now, saying that it was a small sample size and criticizing the funding source for the study. Now, the research was supported by the Pew Charitable Trust, and it was part of the Pew Campaign on Human Health and Industrial Farming, which is working to phase out the overuse of drugs and food animal production. Also, the Washington, D.C.-based American Meat Institute had pointed out that these bacteria are destroyed through normal cooking procedures and thus aren't necessarily a health risk. Really? Well, if I eat meat, I like it medium rare, though. So does that mean that I'd have to, if I ate anything, you know, animal product, I'd have to eat it well done? I wouldn't be able to do that. So, of course, you know, the best thing is to try and get some organic meat, because there are a lot of people in this industry who believe that organic farming will prevent this. You won't have this issue because you don't have the same kind of conditions. The cows, the, you know, poultry, whatever animal, livestock it is, they're not getting those infections, and so they don't have to be given the antibiotics. We're going to continue with this, and then I'm going to talk about a bill coming up that we need to all get on board and really try and shoot it down. And it's not here in Texas, but it's happening around the country. We need to stop it before it spreads too far. We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back.
You're listening to the newest innovation in progressive networking, rationalbroadcasting.com. While the fringe political right points fingers of blame, we point to rational solutions. While the neocons demonize progress and change, we embrace smart alternatives. While the obstructionists build walls, we work to build bridges. Welcome to the future of your progressive voice. Based in Dallas and now streaming the globe, Rational Radio 2.0 is rationalbroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to Alternative Health Talk with Cindy Freeland, 214-631-1360 or toll-free 800-277-1637, extension 703. And again, you can join us on our chat board, where Josh is lording over the board. You can just chat with him if you want. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I don't know what else he's doing in there. He's heard me talk about Monsanto a lot. What are you doing over there, Josh?
Nothing. Listening to you. I love Monsanto talk. They're evil, so, you know.
Yes, they are.
Oh, they're horrible.
Evil, evil, evil. And unfortunately, they're trying to take over the world. And they just pay these governments. It's really what they do to, you know. And some of these governments, they need the money. Well, hey, we need the money, but, you know, they're just, oh, God, I wasn't going to get all on Monsanto today. That was not, I'm getting on the big agricultural farms today. And, well, they are part of that, but it's a whole different issue. We're talking about, you know, meat, bacteria in meat today. So, anyway, you can get on our chat line, send a note to Josh. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. He hears me talk about this stuff even when I'm off the air, right? As soon as I'm off the air, I'm still like, ah, Monsanto, Monsanto, you know, Bayer, DuPont. So he hears it a lot. You can also friend me on Facebook, just under Cindy Freeling. I think I'm the only one on there, so you don't have to, you know, search and find out which one it is. Send me a little note. Let me know you're a listener or something like that. And if you email me, sincan, S-I-N-C-A-N, at hotmail.com, make sure you put a little note in the subject line also. Nutrition question, listener, radio, something like that, so I know it's from you and not a, as they say in the want ads, a bot. Some kind of, I don't know, bot. I don't know. It's something where someone sends you something and to reply, it takes you to some other, you know, website or something like that. It's big on Craigslist, I think. I don't know. So we were talking about that 47% of, the meat and poultry products that were studied in a, researched in a study showed that it had the, staph bacteria. So, you know, of course, the meat industry is kind of criticizing that study, saying it was a small study. Well, okay, it wasn't a enormous study, but it certainly was seemed to be representative of across the country. It did use 80 different brands, so it wasn't just picking out certain brands from five different cities across the state. You know, you can skew any study, absolutely, but the fact that they used 80 different brands, I don't know the brands, and maybe they picked out all the ones that they thought came from just big agricultural, you know, businesses. However, unless it says no antibiotics, no hormones, or organic, well, chances are apparently that half of what you buy does have that bacteria. So a lot of the reason why they have the bacteria is because they are getting antibiotic resistant. These companies ply them with so much antibiotics as a preventative because of the unsanitary conditions and the overcrowding that the bugs are getting resistant, just like they are in humans. Now, a lot of what goes on in these big agricultural ranches and farms we really wouldn't know about, except for the fact that there are people that have in the past gone in undercover with cameras and taken pictures. And that's how the information gets out to the public. And because of that, certainly there is usually some kind of public outcry. You know, certain movies probably wouldn't have been able to be made. I don't know if, I know Food Inc., I think a lot of what they took, they were actually allowed, you know, on the farms and ranches. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure there are some documentaries out there that it was really kind of undercover. Or when you go into a place, whether it's undercover or whether you're just working there, and you find unethical practices, and then you tell the world or an agency, it's, okay, called a whistleblower. So what's happening now is these large companies are sponsoring and lobbying for bills across the country that are anti-whistleblower bills. There was one that was passed in Florida. It's an anti-whistleblower bill, basically. And what the bill was, it was to make any farm photography punishable with prison. Basically, it was an act relating to farms prohibiting a person from entering onto a farm or photographing or video recording a farm without the owner's written consent. And then it talked about trespassers on farm property would receive a first-degree felony charge. Isn't that like murder? Isn't a murder like first-degree felony? They're saying that if you expose the unethical and horrible conditions at some farm or ranch, that you're going to be treated like a murderer? Are you kidding me? Seems like they are the murderer because they're passing on food, and we are becoming antibiotic resistant, which of course is going to create in bad health, and some people are going to die from it. It goes on to say that any photographs or video recording without written consent, even from a distance, is punishable by a first-degree felony charge. And it says Florida statutes defined a first-degree felony charge as 30 years imprisonment, possibly life, and a $10,000 fine. A farm, quote-unquote, means any land used for agricultural production, cattle, or storage of a commodity. This is even junkyards. They are not treating those old cars right. Got to go in and talk about that. Of course, the New York Times then called it crop-a-razi. And when news of the bill really gained a lot of internet buzz, they amended it. And they changed it for a couple of in a couple of sections. There's one section that creates exceptions for the Department of Agriculture employees, law enforcement, investigators, and inspectors, because otherwise even they would be considered felons, which some of them should be because they go on to these ranches, like the FDA inspectors that went on all the egg farms and saw 8-foot piles of manure that these chickens were running around in and manure everywhere, and yet they didn't say anything because that wasn't their job. They were just there to rate the size of the eggs. Well, that should be a felony if they're going to make taking a picture. That's not their job to go back and let anyone know that this, you know, chicken ranch or farm is disgusting and selling eggs, but that's not their job. What else did they change? The charge of first-degree felony now becomes a first-degree misdemeanor, 1 year in prison, $1,000 fine. And then it says, it also appears the crime is only committed if on the actual property without written consent. And that cleared Google Earth. <'Cause>, I know, you can find some laughter in any of this stuff. That cleared Google Earth, but still left out Greenbelt exceptions. One question on this is said, would these changes really make roadside pictures and aerial photography okay by law? I don't know. Maybe Google Earth, you know, called them and said, what? What are you kidding? We can't take pictures. There's one section it defines audio or video records as any audio or video recording, regardless of the recording medium or format, including, but not limited to, photographs, audio or videotapes, CDs, DVDs, or streaming media, whether stored on film, stock, hard disk, solid state storage, or any electrical, magnetic, or optical or other form of data storage. Okay, so basically they did soften some of it up, but, I'm still really disturbed at this. If they're in any company, I don't care if it's agriculture or business, if someone comes out and talks about really unethical practices or inequities that are going on in that, should that person be punished? And yet, there have been cases of that, which I think is really wrong. Now, that bill, the farm bill, was, I want to say, some people say it was speculating. I don't think it was speculating, that the idea was to keep activists from documenting an animal cruelty. I don't think that that's just speculation. Well, this goes on. Well, I don't even know if I want to get into this. Talking about the kind of companies that don't want attention, whether it's because of the hiring of illegal aliens or the inhumane practices for both people and animals on those farms. So that's interesting. So maybe it's not really just to keep pictures of the practices of the animals, but also for the people that work there. So that's kind of interesting also. And their waste management, what are they doing with their waste? It's, you know, so maybe it's just all their whole practices, not just for the animals, but for the people that work there, their waste management. What are they doing? There has been numerous times where there has been a produce that has gotten some bacteria, salmonella or something like that. And very often in finding where the source was, it was from a stream that had been flowing down to the farm, and there had been bad waste management on a farm upstream where they allowed or purposely put waste into the stream, and that flowed down into the farm. So what is happening right now? So Florida passed this bill. It passed, I guess, pretty easily from what I understand. There is a bill that, let me find this. There's a new bill in Iowa. Some of these bills they're popping up in a lot of states. It has been found that Monsanto is heavily lobbying to get these bills passed in these states. I'm sure there's a lot of the agricultural companies that are lobbying to get this. They don't want us to see how they're treating their animals, their employees, the environment. So this is one that if we can take action on, we don't have to live in Iowa. It's a petition. Stop Iowa's anti-farm whistleblower bill. And this is calling on the Iowa Senate to vote no on this particular bill. It says this bill criminalizes the undercover recording of images or video on farms and even makes possession and publication of such materials illegal. So if someone actually did go on the farm and took some pictures and then brought it out and gave it to you and you wanted to show it, then you could be arrested. Boy. God. This is getting just... I can't even say it. It says whistleblowers have exposed the animal cruelty and environmental damages caused by factory farms and are crucial for ensuring corporate accountability. Protect our right to freedom of speech and information. Absolutely. Now, this particular one, it's really, really easy to get to. I'm going to tell you how to get to this particular action. Just type in your search, Fresh the Movie. That's all you have to type in. And it will take you to a page that says Fresh. There's a light bulb on there. Actually, I don't think that's their first page, but over to the right it will, or up at the top it'll have a place for call to action. And you just type on call, you know, or click on call to action, and they have a whole list of petitions and actions to take. Some that I've talked about before. There's one about the artificial food dye. Of course, that was closed. Most of these are closed, but you can read about them. I've really talked about most of these on here. You know, the GE alfalfa, the, you know, frankenfish, you know, all of that. So right now what it is open is the Iowa Anti-Farm Whistleblower Bill. So all you do is you just click on that. I'm waiting till that comes up. I've already done it, so. And you just put in your email. It gives you the information. I think I put in my name, you know, some other information. You don't have to get all personal on it. When something was going on in North Carolina a couple of weeks ago, they were going to try and restrict natural. They were going to try and restrict people from practicing natural therapies. So I called my dad, who lives there, and I said, "Call them up. Call them up right now and say you live there." You know, it's fine that other people can call, but I said, "You live there, tell them," you know, and he goes, "Well, I don't want to give my name or address or anything." I said, "That's all right, Dad. You don't have to give all that, you know, but tell them that you live there and you are, you know, a voter there and you will be watching this because you want to be able to have the choice." So when he called me back, he said, "I called, it was done. They didn't ask any of that information." They just wanted to know how I felt about it, and I told them. So this, all you have to do, you can just put in a little information. You know, put your workplace if you don't want to put your address. That's fine. I use that a lot. I use the studio here a lot. That's why the owner sometimes says, "Hey, Cindy, you got this, you got this letter from this, you know, congressman," because sometimes they will send you information back. But we have to stop this. We have to really stop these agricultural companies from paying off and pushing these bills through. We have a right to know. We have a right to know when a company who is putting food out on the market for us to eat, how they are processing that food. It's all about where your food comes from. That's the whole movement that is coming on right now, that people want to know where their food comes from and how it was grown, how it was raised. And these big companies don't like that because it really takes away from their bottom line, their profit. And even though the movement, the whole local chefs to, you know, farm to table, chefs for farmers, even though it's small, it's gaining momentum and they don't like it. They see it as a threat. And so they're trying to, they're trying to block any kind of knowledge about what they're doing. So don't let them do it. Go to Fresh the Movie. Just click on action alerts or call to action. It'll take you right to this, and it's really easy, very quick. You don't have to give a lot of information. Just sign, you know, put your name. That's it. That's, I think that's all you have to put in. Hopefully this won't be passed. We need to stop this now. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next time. In the meantime, stay healthy, be happy. Bye.
You're listening to Progressive Talk live from North Texas and streaming live around the globe. The future of broadcasting is now. The future is here. Rational Radio 2.0 is rationalbroadcasting.com, your source for news and information from the progressive perspective. Either live and local or spanning the globe, we are rationalbroadcasting.com, and we are the talk you've been missing.